The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that he who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. The cross is an instrument of torture, a sign of suffering, defeat, and failure. It is for slaves and captives of war. It is designed to cause fear and submission to maintain control of an empire. And they used it all the time, the Romans did. The book of Numbers, the first reading today, has the story that foreshadows Christ being lifted up. The serpent is evil. The serpent is causing pain, suffering, and death. And so Moses makes a bronze serpent, puts it on a pole, and those who look upon that evil are healed from the evil inflicted upon them by the serpent before. You're not looking on a source of consolation. You're looking on the source, this is evil, but it heals me. Christ Jesus was lifted up on the cross, the instrument of evil and death reserved for the slaves and the worst of criminals. And so it's typology. That's the reason why John has it in his gospel. Jesus says this, just as the serpent is lifted up, so must the Son of Man. So that is the shadow, and Jesus is the reality. That is the type, and Jesus is the real. And so he is lifted up on the cross to save us. And Philippians chapter 2, 6 through 11 gives us these profound words. He emptied himself and took the form of a slave. He was known as a carpenter's son, but he took up the cross. The cross was for slaves, for captives. It's evil. Nobody wants that cross. He accepted that slavery to free all of those from the slavery of sin and death. That's why he took up that cross. And the cross represents the definitive triumph of God's love over all the evil in the world. And the consequence of sin is suffering and death. The cross, which was the instrument of evil, becomes the very means by which sin is vanquished, conquered, destroyed. So Jesus takes the source of evil and he transforms it. Because mankind cannot save himself from the consequence of sin. The human person cannot save himself from death. Only God can release the human person from moral and physical enslavement. Only God. John 3:16, we have the great words which just about everybody seems to memorize. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. But if you look in the Greek, for the word love, it's a form of the verb agape. So it's the past tense. You know, like God loved in a sacrificial way. For God so sacrificially loved us, he offers up his Son, and the Son sacrificed himself for us. So it's a key verb. And then after that it says, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Believe in the original Greek is not even the word believe. It's pistis or pisteo, the past tense, which means trust. So really the line in the Greek is, the one who trusts in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now we know that the evil one believes there's a God. Yes, he does. It's a spiritual battle. He's up against God all the time. We can even say, I believe. Does the belief put us into action to trust? And that's the difficult part. You get up. You don't get up in the morning and say, I don't believe in God. Some people do. We might get up in the morning and say, I believe in God. Am I going to trust Him? That's the big step. See, Jesus is the innocent lamb slain on the altar of the cross. And from the immolation or the sacrifice of the victim, new life burst forth for us. The power of evil was destroyed by the power of self-sacrificing love that is the cross. So Jesus transforms the instrument of evil to be this instrument of this most eloquent symbol of hope that the world has ever seen. And that is the cross. It speaks to all who suffer. All the oppressed, the sick, the poor, the outcast, the victims of violence. It transforms suffering into joy, isolation into communion, death into life. And that is why the world needs the cross. The world needs that cross. The cross is not just a private symbol of devotion. It's not just a badge of membership of a certain group within society. The cross is just not something you do when you're coming up to bat like that, right? When you got an extra twitch. You know what I mean? Ever seen it? Or after you make a goal in soccer, this is not what you do. And then point upwards. I got two soccer players in class with me to be at confirmation. I says, what do you guys do if you make a goal? And he's like, can you explain who Jesus is to me? And he's like, we make the sign of the cross every day of our lives, don't we? Every day of our lives. Yesterday was the feast day of St. John Chrysostom in the 4th century. He dies about the year 379. And he writes, when you sign yourself with the sign of the cross, you think of all the mysteries contained in the cross. It is not enough to form it with just your finger, your hand. You must first make it with faith and goodwill. When you mark your breast, your eyes, and all your members with the sign of the cross, offer yourself as a victim pleasing to God. I'm offering myself to God. Tertullian in the beginning of the 3rd century, like in the 200s. So he says you have the Holy Spirit in you from baptism. You breathe that out. And you make the sign of the cross over your whole body. And that sign of the cross guides you in who you are. In realizing what Christ has done for you. And united at one and the same time with the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The cross speaks of love, of hope, of victory, of nonviolence over oppression. It speaks of God raising up the lowly, empowering the weak, conquering division, and overcoming hatred with love. A world without the cross would be a world without hope. A world in which torture and brutality would go unchecked. The weak would be exploited, and greed would have the final word. Man's inhumanity to man would be manifested over in ever more horrific ways all the time, and there would be no end to the vicious cycle of violence. In witness history, witness the 20th century, witness America. Only the cross puts an end to it. While no earthly power can save us from the consequences of our sins, and no earthly power can defeat injustice at its source, nevertheless, the saving intervention of our loving God has transformed the reality of sin and death into its opposite, into hope. And so we cling to the cross. For Christ has set us free in his sacrificial love and his dying and in his rising. When we do not know where to go, when we feel hope slipping away, we grab hold of the cross. For we know Christ has died for us out of love for God and for each of us.